The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Hi.
I want to really say thank you to everybody associated with the show on our little debut today. The pace of our little transfer to this studio is rather rapid.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We did it on very short notice, and we did it very quickly. And I want to thank you guys especially for getting in here and getting everything set. And, oh, what the hell, even the engineers. I think they did a pretty good job.
Well, now you're talking crazy.
Smart use of time.
I can't possibly thank them enough.
No.
No, I'm kidding, of course. No, I'm just joking. Tomorrow on the show, as I mentioned before, we will be checking in with Bethann McBride, the brand new executive producer, who is probably listening online today. We want to say hi to Bethann if she is. And she will be chatting with us as she wraps up her life down in the Carolinas and begins her life back in the Washington, D.C. area.
The hustle and bustle.
She's a good lady, Rob.
A great lady, Mike.
She is a wonderful, delightful, special lady.
Now with more bustle.
We're not.
Can the size of your breasts tell you something critical about your health?
Indeed.
Not really sure, but without further ado, let's get right to it. Last buzz of the day.
Your final buzz, as it were.
Oh, our final buzz. That's right, not the last buzz.
No.
It's the final buzz with Buzz Burbank and the news.
And kind of a busy weekend for me. I was out duck hunting with Hillary Clinton.
My dad took me up behind the cottage that my grandfather built on a little lake called Lake Winola outside of Scranton. And taught me how to shoot when I was a little girl.
She's talking like she's Annie Oakley.
Barack.
Hillary Clinton's out there, you know, like she's out in the duck blind every Sunday. She's packing a six shooter. Come on.
Giddy
she
up.
Knows better.
Hillary did, in fact, spend the weekend drinking, talking about shooting guns, and talking about going to church, and calling Barack Obama elitist.
Yeah, well, we talked about that earlier. Mm-hmm. I think really anybody that's had experience out in those parts of the world, we all have. You come from that area.
Sure.
I come from a rural area.
Small I've town. Read about that area.
Rob is a suburban kid.
In books.
But, you know, your grandfather was a farmer.
Oh, absolutely.
Did he like guns?
You know what? He wasn't really a gun guy, but he had them.
But he was a churchgoer.
Absolutely.
And he didn't like immigrants.
Wherever he is now, he still doesn't like them.
Like immigrants.
You know what he's saying? New people in heaven, and I don't like them.
What are they doing here? They're new and they're different.
They're different. Elitist, you see, is the characteristic that some say was the ruination of your John Kerry's and your Al Gore's. Obama, meanwhile, has admitted that he used the wrong words, perhaps, and offended people when he said that frustrated, jobless Americans sometimes turn to guns and religion. Quoting Obama, I didn't say it as well as I should have.
Yeah, whatever.
And yet, judging from our Obamameter, he still has a solid 10-point lead over Clinton nationally.
Now, the Obamameter, is this something that you have created yourself, the Obamameter?
It's actually a professional tool for measuring the popularity of presidential candidates.
Didn't you have that in Rockville? You brought that over with you, didn't
I
you?
I did. It took a while to wire it up, but it's working. The Obamameter says he has a 10-point lead over Hillary nationally.
Let me slide it over here. Let me take a look at it. There
you go.
There it is. No, that's not it.
No.
I'm just trying it right now. There we are.
Woo!
There it
that's
is.
It.
That's the Obamameter.
You're listening to the Obamameter.
And Obama faces a closer race in Pennsylvania. In fact, he may have a 20-point disadvantage there in Pennsylvania.
That's a good joke, Barack.
We better calibrate that Obamameter.
Very nice.
And John McCain, by the way, is also playing that elitist card on Obama.
John McCain.
That's hot.
No,
sure
hot
is.
Indeed.
In an interview in the next edition of the gay magazine, The Advocate, Barack Obama says he will drop the don't ask, don't tell policy for the U.S. military.
Woo!
There it is again.
Mm-hmm. I am a gay American.
Oh, Mr. McGreevy.
Right. Obama says that by allowing openly gay people to serve in the military, we stop turning away much-needed experts in medical care and translating Arabic languages.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly other valuable services as well.
Woo!
Since tomorrow is your tax deadline, here's an update on
where
that's tomorrow, April 15th. Mike and Rob will be back tomorrow.
Call my accountant.
I haven't filed.
Good news for Joe, who still doesn't file, ever.
Well, it's a protest thing.
A matter of principle.
I'm never going to pay.
I didn't even mention that at the beginning of the show, something we're going to feature on the show. Joe will like this.
What?
Joe Ardinger's conspiracy theories.
Oh, good.
Joe, if you're listening, and I really do hope you are, that's just something else to put on your plate. Joe Ardinger's conspiracy theories. Joe's actually had some that came true.
A few.
You remember the liquids that they were all worried about?
On airplanes,
and
right?
Joe said, like, right at the beginning of that, it was all BS, and I thought it was one of his wacky conspiracy theories, and it turns out he was right.
Are you listening, Joe?
He'll be along someday with his tinfoil hat.
Oh, I forgot. It's time to brush the teeth.
That's right. Oh, so it couldn't be more timely to talk about where your tax dollar goes. Just over 42 cents of every tax dollar now goes to the U.S. military.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly 29 cents of that finances the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Right.
And a dime is for paying off wars gone by.
Dime.
3.5 cents goes to veterans benefits.
I don't think that's adequate.
Not enough.
More?
I don't think that's adequate at all.
Who are you?
I'm Morgan Freeman.
Oh, I thought if you got mad, you might be Joe Clark.
I'm Joe Clark. I'm sorry, he's got to come through the door. Spiewak, you're making me angry. And we don't have time.
Who are you?
I told everybody we would not be interrupting Buzz. We would have a full hour. And this constitutes an interruption.
Sorry, sir.
That means they can hardly read.
Goodbye.
It's the angry Joe Clark.
Yes, I'm leaving now.
Goodbye,
Joe. Goodbye, walking out the door.
3.5 cents goes to veterans benefits, as I said. Just over 22 cents on the dollar is for Medicare and other health care programs. A dime of every tax dollar is paying interest on our $1 trillion deficit.
I'm still going to play Mega Millions. I don't care.
Good for you. You should. Nearly 9 cents on the tax dollar covers anti-poverty programs like food stamps and foster care.
Carl and I won $50 on the scratch-off $1 million game.
Well, you're on your way.
Mm-hmm.
That's as good as gold.
Isn't that great?
Did you lose the ticket?
No, we still have it. It's in our purse.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
Don't forget to pay taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
About 4.5 cents goes for education, but remember, states and counties handle most of the education taxes.
Oh, taxes. Taxes suck.
Yeah, well, we're all paying them tomorrow.
That's what's weird. I love them.
That's my quote of the day.
That's what makes you different.
Put that in the Washington Post. Taxes. Mike O'Mara says taxes suck.
When I pick up my paycheck, I get a highlighter, and I hold all the withholding, and I say, look, isn't this awesome?
Do you do your own?
Taxes?
Mm-hmm.
Carrie does them.
Really?
You know, I've never done my own taxes.
I don't think I ever have either.
My mom did them until I got married, and then my wife did. She uses that TurboTax now. That's great.
Well, they've got the computer programs. Mm-hmm. Do you do your own taxes,
Buzz? I do my own taxes, and then I turn it over to an accountant who undoes them.
Really? And so he corrects all your mistakes?
I guess.
Is an accountant named Gold?
Do you save money because you do most of it yourself?
No, I don't save any money.
Buzz's accountant, Ari Gold.
Mr. Gold, yes.
Ari Gold, the accountant.
About 4 cents goes to law enforcement. At least it's supposed to. A chunk of this law enforcement money has been diverted to the judicial system and to Social Security, so cops don't get it all.
I watched John Adams on HBO. I don't believe in taxation without representation.
Amen to that.
I refer to that as the John Adams Show.
The John Adams Show is fantastic.
I love it.
Do you like the John Adams Show?
I love it.
Same here.
The John Adams Show kicks ass.
I like at the beginning when he comes out and takes questions from the audience.
You know what I like the best about it? The teeth.
Oh, yeah.
They aged the teeth, and they went all the way with it, and his teeth are getting more rotten in every single episode.
I have two favorite things. I like when they had took the smallpox vaccine off of the person who was dying of smallpox.
Oh, and they picked at the little pussy sore.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And that's how they did it. I mean, they said the one thing that I read about John Adams, this miniseries, aside from the fact that Tom Hanks is pontificating about how wonderful he is, is the fact that they actually were so attentive to detail that that's the kind of stuff they threw in it. And that is actually how they cured, smallpox? Where they would pick the sore and then they'd make everybody sick to burn it out of them or something like that?
The live virus to make people immune to it. At least they tried. The people it didn't kill, it made stronger. That's how your flu virus works today. Only today we use dead viruses instead of live viruses.
I like the Paul Giamatti.
He's actually, the other thing I like in that is when he makes love to his wife and takes his wig off.
Oh, that's the one part I could do without. Oh. Where they're in Paris.
Yeah.
And there's if you don't watch John Adams, the HBO miniseries, there is a scene where he goes to Paris for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm. 100 years.
Maybe even longer than that.
Yeah. It's a while.
And his wife, Abby, Abby Adams.
Abigail.
She hasn't seen him in a while. And it's Paul Giamatti. And it's Paul Giamatti like in the powdered wig.
Right.
And she arrives in Paris. And I'm saying, oh, I don't like the way this is going. And they get jiggy with it.
And it's the way they make love back then. And it's like, yeah. I crave you, madame.
Yeah, he's kind of like going through her bustle or whatever the hell it is.
It took forever.
It's disgusting.
You need a manual. And that Ben Franklin, he got busy, huh?
But the scene last night I liked is when they're lying in bed and they're making a joke about George Washington's teeth.
Yes.
And they make a joke about George Washington's teeth, but their teeth are all rotted too. Mm-hmm.
George Washington is great. David Morris under 18 pounds of rubber.
I only know by looking at that. And the thing that makes it great is the historical accuracy. That's what I like about it. But also you can actually sense how it must have been, especially in the summertime. The smells.
Stinky.
I mean, really, when you talk about people like the Philadelphia Flyer fan that sat next to me on Friday night, I mean, I can imagine everybody's breath must have smelled like
and
that.
And fat men in multiple layers of wool in Independence Hall in Philadelphia in the middle of the summer. What could be more pleasant?
Paul Giamatti rocks. I think he's fantastic in that.
In many ways, Philadelphia is more pleasant today than it was then.
Yeah. Philly, what's it to you?
Yeah, use dance.
And then when you see, you know, being in Washington, D.C., and you see the way it was when they actually were building the White House.
Yes.
And he lived in it when it wasn't finished. Mm-hmm. And around were all the logs that they had cut down. And he's living basically in a mud pit in the middle of the White House and living by himself.
It was like broadcasting from Rockville.
They were the glamour days.
Rob Spiewak.
Good night.
Thank you very much.
3 cents of your dollar goes to housing and urban development. 2.5 cents goes to energy, the environment, and science. That's everything from national parks to NASA.
Science!
1.5 cents goes to agriculture, and 1 cent goes to international affairs, humanitarian aid, that kind of thing.
So what are you
That's
saying?
That's for your tax dollar. I just broke down your tax dollar for you.
And does that mean
nearly half of it goes to the military.
So the military gets most of
That's
it.
That's what we learned.
The lion's share.
No surprise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pope Benedict arrives in the U.S. tomorrow to begin a 5-day visit to New York and Washington. Well, he may be here now.
Hey, wait.
Hey,
how'd you get here so quick?
That's all you get today. So long, boys.
He'll be back tomorrow.
Rock and roll. Camelot.
In New York, he'll...
Oh, is that where he's going?
Mm-hmm.
Good thing he didn't fly American.
Sure.
He'll speak at the United Nations in New York. In D.C., he'll meet with President Bush. He's not expected to meet with any of the presidential candidates while he's here.
Hey, Buzz, Rob.
Yes.
Hello,
Buzz. These loafers. They are bright red.
Those are gorgeous.
Go to your mailbox. I've left you pictures of kittens.
Oh, you're great.
Take care of yourselves.
Now you know his likes.
Wow, he's a good guy.
There are about 65 million.
I mention my name?
What is your name?
Pope Ratzenberger.
Hi, how you doing?
So long. Take care.
Happy trails.
Bye-bye.
There are about 65 million Catholics in the U.S., and 3 out of 4 of them rate this pope positively. Among the entire U.S. population, 1 in 3 of us know little or nothing about the guy, but just over half the U.S. population has a favorable opinion of him nevertheless.
I think he's the greatest pope of all time.
Well, we found out earlier on the show, and we didn't really delve into it, the fact that you are a Catholic. And
yeah,
you've hidden it, and then you've mocked it.
I never hidden it.
Even though you were a devout Roman Catholic, like altar boy, you have mocked
it for years on the show,
even though you were like a practicing, you actually were in the seminary. That's how Catholic
That's
you were.
Right. And I, you know, several years in the priesthood.
You call it voodoo.
Hocus pocus.
Yeah, I don't care. Voodoo, hocus pocus. Something happened to him in the Catholic Church.
Clearly.
Like a bad confession or something like that.
Touched not by an angel.
I never made it to confirmation as far as the formal stuff.
See, I'm a fallen Catholic. That's the expression you use when they kick you out and when I got divorced, and even worse the second time.
Right.
You know, they don't want to have anything to do with you, and so you call yourself a fallen Catholic. You broke one of the big rules. They kick you out. But I still have that kind of feeling about the Catholic Church a little bit because it was like pounded into my head.
You can't shake it.
You've shaken it completely.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, my father is also a non-Catholic who was raised Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and to a point where he was absolutely flipped out when he saw The Exorcist.
Really?
Because it was all of that stuff that was beaten into him. I guess I'm one generation removed from being that into it, but I think there's a lot. I think the church is in desperate need of updating.
Just a little bit.
That's my thought. See, I'm a rockin' Methodist now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the Methodists are, they're low key.
You know what we do every Friday?
What's that?
We eat steak.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
No fish sandwiches for you.
Filet-o fish.
Filet-o fish not necessary in the Spiewak house.
CSI drew a bigger audience than the special elimination edition of American Idol last week.
That's
because
you know where they screwed up?
Where?
And I hate to say this, but the whole Idol Gives Back, it felt to me as though it was too soon.
I agree.
It really did. I watched this, and it was, even though a year had passed, it just seemed to me, it just didn't click. It didn't click with me at all.
It felt to me smaller somehow than the first one, too.
Right.
It didn't seem as big.
Other good news for CBS, Craig Ferguson beat Conan O'Brien in last week's ratings, even though it was the other way around for their lead-ins, Letterman and Leno.
Yeah. I love both those guys.
Conan's supposed to replace Leno in 2009 with Jon Stewart, probably replacing Letterman in 2010.
But the rumors are flying about the future of CBS News. Word is Katie Couric is out by January at the latest, and that CBS is considering outsourcing its news to CNN.
All right, all I know is that I was watching CBS, and it seems like very hastily they put a program together, a promo, I should say,
right,
where they're talking about their election coverage, mm-hmm, and you've got the graphic of Katie Couric out front, and mm-hmm, that seemed to have been put together very quickly for CBS to kind of say, no, she's staying, but who knows what the deal
Bob is. Schieffer is staying on board through the election, right?
Yes,
like
he is.
Like a consultant or however they...
And possibly to fill in for Katie if she
and
disappears prematurely.
And we like Bob Schieffer. He's been
he's
on this
great.
Show, but
he's
I mean, my
guy.
God... I mean, Bob, it's time for retirement, isn't it?
Yeah, I think for him. I think he's tired.
Bob Schieffer will be the anchor if John McCain is elected.
They give them a special potion at CBS. I mean, Andy Rooney, when is he going away?
It's time. It's mm-hmm. past
it
time.
It is time, Andy.
There's also talk of CBS trading Katie to CNN as a replacement for Larry King, with CBS getting Anderson Cooper to host the CBS Evening News.
It's like ball clubs.
Who gets Larry then?
He's supposed to retire, we hear.
I don't know.
We'd love to have you at CBS.
Excuse me.
Oh, Larry, hi.
I just ran into the Pope outside.
How is he?
Hi, this is Lay King.
Hi, Larry.
Once they do all the trading, I'm going to be left out in the middle of a field.
We're going to have you on a new sitcom on CBS.
What's it going to be called?
Two and a Half Corpses.
Two and a Half Corpses. Funny, Rob. Ass.
CBS is also reportedly thinking about moving Katie to mornings, where she would compete with her old Today Show pals.
Good idea.
And when we return... Neil Patrick Harris plus Britney Spears equals catfight.
Oh, meow.
Neil Patrick Harris,
the former Doogie Howser.
I'm a gay American.
Fine gay American.
That's the guy, yeah.
All right, we'll be right this after back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.